Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, that we're a family so happy in Jesus. Thank you for our Savior. Thank you for the champion of our faith. Thank you for the Lamb of God. Thank you for that blood that freely flowed. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, and praise you, Lord, with all that is within me. Lord God, let us stand up and praise you with a loud voice. Lord, thank you that we can sing and praise you, God, with all that is within us. Lord, thank you again for your grace, Lord, that again, this is you, this is your work, Lord God, and we're just vessels prepared to glorify you, to magnify you. Lord, thank you for that. And Jesus, we again thank you for your comfort to us this day, and Lord, for what this Mother's Day means, Lord God. Thank you for godly moms and grandmas, and Lord, thank you for these ones that are giving out the word of your truth, Lord Jesus. And God, just encourage us this day, and Lord, your word and the word of your grace, it's going to build us up today. Thank you. Christ in me is the hope of glory, and Lord, let that Christ grow up into us, into all things, Lord, to be a people bold for you, God, happy in you. God, may the love of God be known in us, Lord Jesus. May they make known that, you know, we have been with Jesus. God, thank you again for this time. And may we again just praise you and thank you for all things. May this just glorify the wonderful Lamb, your precious Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. If you'd open up your Bibles with me, we're going to 1 Samuel. We're going to be reading from chapter 1. Matter of fact, we're going to read chapter 1 today. So let's get after it. That's 1 Samuel Chapter 1. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephrathite. And he had two wives, and the name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, and the priests of the Lord were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion. Oh, she got more. For he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb, and her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had become drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away that wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. See, they're singing about that today. And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house of to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all the house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am that woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. And verse 2, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. Woo! Wow! That is a masterpiece, is it not? Praise be to God. Hallelujah that he is faithful and true. And how many times, praise the Lord, that again the Lord's graced us to be in this masterpiece. But you know, as the Spirit always does, brothers and sisters, there's always more treasure, there's always another glory. See, this is the alive and living Word of God. Let it speak to you. It's not just a story on a page. This is the Word of the Lord. Hallelujah. The only thing that will endure forever. And this past week, praise God, what's become so apparent to my heart this week that he put there was this precious husband of Hannah's. I mean, she had a really precious husband here. He was so there to comfort her. He was so there to love her. And you know, maybe, just maybe, all would have been good, everything satisfied, everything forgotten because of that husband's care. But God. But God. See, but God had a different plan. But God had something only God could do. And God, hallelujah, had planned. And he knew he had a plan for Hannah. And he knew he wanted Hannah to only know his salvation. And he knew that Hannah could only be comforted by him. And he knew that only he, God, could bring that experience, that evidence, that knowledge to her life. So you know what but God did? But God prepared an agitator. Yes, he did. An agitator. And I'll tell you, when God prepares something, it does a real good job. Perfect job, matter of fact. Just like God called it to do. But every time, I could imagine in this story as the Lord had me just praising him for it. Every time that sweet husband would, again, and I'm sure he was encouraged of the Lord to bring that comfort to his wife and encourage her, honey, I love you. Come on. God has just given us this. And you know what? We're going to be content with this. And this is going to be fine. And I love you. And isn't my love better than 10 sons? Huh? No, but God, there was a Peninnah, there was an agitator, there was an irritant, there was one that was going to make her sore and make her fret, that only I, the Lord your God, am going to comfort you. See, he's a jealous God. He's going to get you alone. Even from those that love you so much, he's going to get you alone because he loves you. Don't think that strange, brothers and sisters. Do not think that strange. I'm not talking about you sealing yourself off from people. That's not what this is about. You always, by God's grace, be a vessel that pours out the love of God. But God, in His intimate desire with you, He is going to get you alone where only He is going to be able to comfort you. And you know this. If you've drawn breath and praise the Lord, you know this. Praise the Lord. Listen to this, brothers and sisters, and then you'll begin to enjoy this because you'll understand how much He loves you in it and what He's doing and how He's drawing you into this table set for two. Now, this woman, she made her sore. She made her fret. And you know, as I was reading this and how God encourages your heart, well, honey, I want you to study that out a little bit. See, this isn't of you. Know this when you study the Word of God. Get rid of this. Get rid of this head. I mean it. It's not about knowing Greek. It's not about knowing Hebrew. It's not about having a concordance. It's about by My Spirit, saith the Lord. And He'll bring these things. And He'll bring that line upon line in your life. You trust Him for it. Now, all of those things, the vine and the concordance and the Greek and the Hebrew, that's fine. All under the hand of God. Do you know this? Amen. But listen to His voice. Let the Spirit encourage you in the love of God. The love of God will get you to believe. Praise the Lord. His Word. That's how it works. Faith worketh by love. But it was wonderful. I was thinking, oh, that Peninnah. What an irritant. What an agitator. He said, go look up what her name means. So I looked up what her name means. And I was thinking, vile, ugly, hurtful, all these kinds of things. You know what her name means? It means jewel. Well, what do you think it should mean? What do you think them agitations are in your life? Those inflictions and those hurts. Brothers and sisters, them's the jewel in your crown. Isn't that the table that He set before me? He didn't invite all my friends. He didn't invite all my loved ones. He invited my enemies. Think about how God does this stuff the way that you never thought. Honey, I'm going to set this table up. I'm going to bring irritant number one on this side. We're going to have irritant number two on this side. Oh, we're going to have the vile one over here. We're going to have that one, oh, Mr. Injury. Oh, right there. This is the word of the Lord. Listen to this. See, you're always looking for the lotus land of ease, and God just shaking His head, when are you going to get it? Endure hardness as a good soldier. And you know, even in the natural, the good soldiers are the ones that have been in it. Been in it, through it. Seen what war really is. But this is the war of forever. Hallelujah. This is the warfare. Hallelujah. That He's called you to. Exciting stuff here. Come on. But see, brothers and sisters, we're going to get right to it today. This is speaking of the pearl of great price. It is. It's exactly what this is. This story, this proposal, it's over and over and over in the Word of the Lord. My son is going to have a wife. It was never good for him to be alone. This is the plan of God. And he's going to have a wife. You listening? Okay, here we go. See, in Matthew it tells us that the merchant sold all that he had. And he bought the pearl of great price. There were many pearls. Just like there's many daughters that had done virtuously. But thou excellest them all. Praise God. Oh, yes. All throughout the Word of God, where was Hannah? He loved Hannah, didn't he? But Hannah was afflicted. An injury had come upon this sweet sister. No wonder she was such a pearl of great price. But see, brothers and sisters, that's who this true worshiper who worships Him in spirit and truth is. This is the one that's going to be the pearl of great price. This is the one that the Father is seeking, that has sent His servant, the Holy Ghost, to woo and to bring that proposal at the well. And will you sit there and listen? And once you have heard, will you make the move by the grace of God and say, I will go? See, I don't need to get ready to go. I just go. See, He's got everything else ready. Isn't that interesting how that works?
See, and that sister understood that. The servant said, there ain't time to say so long. I can't give you 2 days, 5 days, 10 days. I can't even, I'm going to give you, I'll tell you what, we'll stay the night, and in the morning we're hitting it. And I'm telling you, God gave me a vision of that sister. I'm telling you what, she was up before that servant sitting on that camel. What took you so long? When you're in love, you want to go. Now don't get me wrong, you'll never get ahead of him. But thanks be to God for the grace that gives you a fervent heart for the things of God. All right? And that comes again from the proposal. You think about that sweet woman. She didn't know anything about that, did she? Till the day before. She had a sweetheart. She'd go down to that well. She didn't even know what was down at that well, except I know I need to get there. But I blessed you with all the spiritual heavens, blessings in the heavens in Christ. Huh? And I'll tell you what, I've sent you the Holy Ghost. He's been with you and shall be in you. I have many things to say unto you, but you know what? You can't understand him right now until he, the Spirit of truth, is come. And once he comes into your life, once you're filled with the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you what, game on. I will take all the things of Christ. All the things. Not some, not a piece. I will take all the things of Christ and I will make them yours. Now, how could we not want that, huh? Because this flesh, that's it. I can't blame you. I can't blame brother or sister so-and-so. Oh, they weren't nice to me. Get over it. Agitation. Irritation. Discouragement. That's all part of the perfect plan. Quit looking with these and thinking with this and start seeing the Word of God and listening to what He tells you. This is the way it's going to be. It will never be any other way. Oh, God, we need help, don't we? I tell you. But you know what? Just as that irritant to Hannah made her sore and made her fret and inflicted those wounds and brought her to a place where she said, I must go boldly into the house of the Lord and lay on His altar and give it all to God. That is exactly what He's doing in us. Exactly. See, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this pattern will never change. And this is how it works every single time. I was thinking about how precious this is, even a pearl in nature. And yes, God reveals Himself in nature. If you'll just yield to the Lord, He'll open up stuff to you. You'll see things that you never saw. The nose on your face, you'll finally see. I'm serious. How incredible this world is. He made it. And it does, it speaks of Him as you'll see it. Even in the wickedness, the wicked can't do but what He said they would do. Don't let it surprise you. Oh my goodness, can you imagine? This guy's having a war and this guy hates this and we're going after this one and maybe look at this, we're going to get a mark and all of these things. Yes, the Bible told you this. It's not surprising. Yes, it hurts, it's sorrowful. I'm sad for a lot of things, but I'm looking up. I'm seated in the heavens in Christ. I know this is when He said, when you see these things come to pass, look up. Your salvation, your redemption draweth nigh. I'm about here. Brothers and sisters, it's wonderful. Now let Him work that in you. And then you get your eyes off of this, you get your eyes up there, and then you really see Him. Then you'll start growing. Oh my goodness, how this works. But the pearl that is formed in nature, a pearl, comes from a mollusk. That's a shell. Okay? And that mollusk would never form a pearl unless first it is injured. It has to be injured. Not necessarily from a piece of sand getting in there and irritate. I'm talking about an injury. Something that would even kill it. That's how a pearl in the natural is formed. This is incredible stuff. Psalm 119:7-5. Here it is. In His faithfulness, He has afflicted you. He's faithful to do that. This isn't to hurt you, to discourage you. This isn't. This is for Him to come in. This is for Him to take the stage in your life, to take the reins in your life, to say, honey, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. My goodness, hallelujah. Afflicted ones, brothers and sisters, afflicted ones, I'll tell you, that allow the word of His grace to be the healing blocks, they're the ones that will become the pearl of great price. The ones that will receive the word of His grace to heal. See, you're going to have injury. You're going to be afflicted as Christians. But if you don't take the word of His grace to heal you, it's not going to form the goodly pearl. You start taking your own, well, it's the principle of the thing. Or I got to get my flesh, my pound of flesh too. Or this isn't fair. See how much we need God? The word of His grace being the building blocks in the injury. Those are the layers that will come in your life and build you up and bring that inheritance and cause that goodly pearl, the pearl of great price, to come forth. And you think, brothers and sisters, how is grace received? How is grace received? You know, grace is received through need. Grace is received through trial. Grace is received through injuries, through hurts. And the reason I know that is because it says, come boldly to the throne of grace in your time of need. Yeah. Don't those dots just connect perfectly? Always going back to the throne. Always going back to the Holy of Holies. Amen. Always going right into the mercy seat. And always going to see the blood. God has not just allowed the trial, but He's divinely directed that injury. He's divinely directed it. That infirmity, the thorn. Believe Him for this. Trust Him for this. Believe the word of the Lord. See, this is the time of the wounded side. The wounded side, the rib portion. His wife. Listen to this. We're about done. Hannah, you are going to desire a child. And Hannah, that desire isn't even of you. Hannah, that's my desire. And Hannah, it's not necessarily the child that I desire. I desire a Samuel. Did you hear me, Hannah? I desire Samuel. I desire his name. This is what Samuel means. His name is God. See, that's what God desires. That his name is God. This is what God is pouring forth from lives that want to go after him. Oh, Lord, I'll go. Will you? You want to reign with me, do you? Let me tell you something. There's nothing more that I want than for you to reign with me. To you, for you to be glorified together with me. To take this throne. I am even waiting to take the throne as God. And this is happening right now. Until I have my joint heir. My glory. Yes. The woman is the glory of man. His glory. That New Jerusalem, that bride, that readied wife, she descends from heaven. And everybody's going to take note. Having the glory of God. She's got Him in a lot of ways. And it's also in her. She's taken that. She's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. She believes the Word of God. She believes His love so much that the Bible has told her, honey, I want you to be my wife. And I don't care if you don't have parents. Talk about Esther now. I don't care if you're from some far off place. Little orphan kid. Doesn't know squat. Perfect. Exactly who God is looking for. It's true. Now, honey, I'm going to set you up with my chamberlain. That means I'm going to set you up with my Holy Ghost. The one that takes all the things of mine and makes them yours. Now, honey, I want you to know something. Don't listen to nobody else. You have ears and eyes only for what He is bringing. And you know what He brings and He does? Only that of Christ. He only magnifies Jesus. Do you know the Holy Ghost is so excited about magnifying Jesus? It's all He does. Always. Oh, the Son, the Son, the Son, the Son. The Lamb. And the Father, praise God, of the Godhead has sent me. He's searching for His Son. He's seeking. He wants a wife for Him. Now, brothers and sisters, that's what God wants to pour forth from your life. Moment by moment, every breath, His name is God. His name is God. His name is God. And you know what? You can't do that. But that's His specialty. Because that's His plan. That's His purpose. That's the power that He has given. And the only way that that is performed in our life is through the no way. The only way that your life is going to praise that His name is God is in the no way. He's going to bring you to the sea in front of you that can't go anywhere there. Turn around and there's my enemy. And I can't go there. Perfect, perfect place. Honey, ready to go? His name is God. The sea parts. Right? Well, God, You brought us out here. We don't have no goods. We don't have water. We don't have... Okay, stand back again. Got the rock. Boom! His name is God. Amen? Come on now. Trapped, stuck, nothing you can do. Yes, we call it grace time in this sermon today. His name is God. Full of grace and truth. That's Him. This is what He's doing, brothers and sisters. Does it sound familiar? I pray it does, because we're in it. And the reason we're in it is because He's bringing forth a prayer. Oh, it's such a precious prayer. It's the prayer of Hannah. Praise God, that's what it is. I rejoice in Thy salvation. Not my salvation. I don't have any salvation. I couldn't save myself. Pulling myself from my own bootstraps ain't going to work. I'm sinking further as I move around. Be still and know that He is God. Oh, Jesus, help us to receive this, brothers and sisters. The hurts, the wounds, the injuries. As we've rejoiced earlier, them's the jewels. Them's the jewels. Here's that crown of righteousness that'll be given to them. Hallelujah. But He tells us right now, honey, you got it. I've given it to you. I've given you that message. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. And I'm going to tell you something. You've got to be rejoicing in those infirmities and thankful God that I'm suffering together with you, that You've brought, praise the Lord, the irritants. You've brought the injuries. Hallelujah. It's my crown of rejoicing. Praise God. Because when I'm weak, then He's strong. It's then in those infirmities that the very power of Christ is resting upon my life. Oh my goodness, thank You, Jesus. I know You'll take care of this because the word of the Lord promises you. God, You have already made the way of escape. It's already been done. Let me walk through this valley of the shadow of death. God, let me enjoy this walk. I can enjoy the walk. It might be a little sorrowful. It might be sad. It might be uncomfortable. But praise the Lord, as we look to the word of the Lord, it's just a little while. It's just a temporal suffering. It's not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Brothers and sisters, do we believe the word of God? We need to pray one for another. And not to look at your trials and compare them with mine, or look at that temptation and say, oh, how bad you are. No, it's not. I know. Praise the Lord. You are of the Lord. You are the child of God. He cares for you. He knows the hair on your head. He sees your thought afar off. He does. He knows you. Trust Him. Make those steps towards the things of God. His great grace, brothers and sisters, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say rejoice. And I'll tell you what. Your life will not only sing the song that His name is God. Oh no. See, there's a better thing for you. A better thing. That symphony of His name is God played over and over in your life. If you will let Him, if you will enter into suffering together with Him, He'll even write upon you His new name. He will. And I believe they call that bridegroom. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you. Lord, we just magnify your name. We praise you. Lord, thank you for Jesus. Lord, thank you that again you're drawing us to you in your love. And Lord, thank you today that again it's you and your faithfulness. We know the word of the Lord does not return void. And God, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened just a little bit more and more to the love of God. And then we begin to believe the word and how effectually it works in them that believe. Thank you for all the precious hearts here today, God. Lord, thank you that you care for us. Oh, I tell you, your eyes on the sparrow, and I believe we're worth more than a bunch of sparrows. Hallelujah. Thank you for your care. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the great grace. And I do thank you and praise you for that precious lamb, my Jesus, my Jesus. Oh, thank you for him. Thank you, thank you, thank you for him. And it's in that name we pray and give thanks to you always. In Jesus' name, amen.